Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is coming from Isime Media Center in Dola in Zambia. And my name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, presenting and producing this program. Today is the fifth Sunday in Easter, and today it's all about love. And in the second reading, there is an incredible statement from Revelations, and it's a vision seen by John, who wrote it, and he said, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth." And this heaven and this new heaven and new earth is really the one that is fired by love, real love, love that includes everyone, respects everyone, and is totally self-giving. In our world, we see people do amazing things in a simple way. I look at families and see what they do, what parents do for their children, feeding and clothing and educating, and the love they have for their children, and the patience they exercise, and indeed for children, for their parents, showing great love by obeying them and doing well in school and making the best of their lives, which brings great joy and happiness to their parents. I see great love among people who go out at night and feed the hungry on the streets, the homeless. And also I see people visiting in hospitals out of love, and also making themselves available to listen and give time to people who are in great distress, like the Samaritans, who are there at all times, ready, even right through the night. Because as we know, in the dark of the night, depression can take over in a person's life. And they are there out of love. We must try and see Jesus in other people, especially those who annoy us. The reality of life is we have people that we don't like and don't like us. And we have to try and overcome that. And of course, I always say to people, and I say to myself especially, pray for them. Pray for those you find it hard to love as you should. We must try and see Jesus in other people. So we must forgive no matter what. And there are great and terrible incidences that happen to us and to people. And you can say, how could one ever forgive that? We pray for those who are experiencing those and have experienced those things. And I remember a lot of disquiet and maybe delinquency is as a result of terrible things that have happened to poor people in their homes especially, and maybe in their schools, and those who feel they are no good because they don't fit in. Divine grace helps us to love in this way. Divine grace is God's grace, God's power working in us, and our trust in God that He will give us the wherewithal to forgive and to love as we should. Try and speak kindly about everyone. Stop speaking unkindly, that everyone should be treated with kindness. We all are followers of Christ, but how many of us would pass the test that Christ has laid down for deciding who is His true follower? And here are three examples, our three little tests. We look at the world and we see that there are thousands in jails and in hospitals of rehabilitation. who would not be there if their families and neighbors fulfilled their obligation of Christian charity. Sometimes we see people who have gone wrong, but nobody stood up to help them and to guide them. And sometimes that would mean you'd be getting abused by that person. Now, that takes courage. There are many lapsed Catholics in the world today. People who don't go to church, yes, you can call them lapsed. Everyone is free. It's all a free invitation. And if people have chosen not to go and to give up on it, well then, it doesn't mean they're lost forever, because they may have in their hearts love in another way that God and Jesus speaks about today in today's gospel, especially that you love one another. And many people do great things, and they may not do it in the name of Jesus, but they do great things for other people, denying that they're doing it for God. There are many lapsed Catholics. Put them in prayer and pray for them, that they may find true freedom in their lives. There are millions of people who have remained outside the Church of Christ because the hallmark of charity, which is love, which Christ said was its distinguishing mark, was tarnished and now invisible. But even ourselves and the way we love, and many people say, yeah, you preach a great message, but you don't practice it. The early Christians show their love by loving one another, looking after each other, also welcoming and respecting each and every one. So pray and be aware of how far short of it all we are, and what part we play in the diminishing numbers in our Catholic Church. And we can do so much by prayer. The church in its early days grew rapidly, in part because of the powerful witness of Christ's love. See how they love one another, the pagans said. It is difficult not to respond to the witness of a loving person. This was a famous quote by Tertullian. We can speak the truth, but if it's not done with love, it falls on deaf ears. Love is the joy we get from God when we put his benefit and the benefit of another person before our own. But the real love is involving self-sacrifice and a willingness to love all, even our greatest of enemies. Lord, help us and bless us to do likewise, and to want it in our lives, that we love and forgive even those who hate and despise us. May God bless you and help you to have a wonderful week ahead. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Indola, signing off now and wishing you every God's blessing.